Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 7th, and I'm wearing a Houston Colt 45's New Era 5950 with a celebrating 40-year side patch purchased in-store at Lids. Today, we're going to talk a little Houston baseball, and we're going to talk memory challenges. In 2008, when testifying in front of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform on the topic of human growth hormone, pitching legend and Houston native Roger Clemens introduced a new word into my vocabulary, stating that Andy Pettitte is my friend. He was my friend before this, and he'll be my friend after this. And again, I think Andy's misheard. I think he misremembers. Younger viewers might not remember or simply don't know that Houston's 1962 expansion club didn't become the Astros until the Dome opened in 65. Before that, they were known as the Colt 45s, winner of a Name the Team contest that honored the gun that won the West. Younger viewers also might not remember or simply don't know the Cubs broadcaster Jim Deshays made his major league debut as a Yankee on this date in 1984 in the front half of a twin bill with the White Sox. The New York native would only see action in two games for the Bronx Bombers before being dealt to Space City, where he'd serve as a key member of the rotation for six seasons. JD's 86 campaign was particularly notable, finishing seventh in the Rookie of the Year voting, while establishing an MLB record by striking out the first eight batters in a game on September 23rd. Today, we get to enjoy him here in Chicago, where he continues to demonstrate that pitchers are athletes.